In today's diverse communities and workplaces, sensitivity and tolerance are a must. At Points of Perspective, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer, diversity awareness expert, and author Sharon Hill, you will discover how to create inclusive environments that embrace all people.
Thank you for tuning in. In addition to being a certified etiquette trainer, I also have used my MBA with a focus on organizational behavior to train corporations regarding appreciating cultural differences to help their employees get along better through understanding those differences. I worked 20 plus years at IBM and observed how appreciating cultural differences is critical for employees' morale, retention, and overall corporate success. For this podcast, I will discuss the highlights of my Appreciating Cultural Differences presentation. My objective in this introductory podcast is to give you an awareness of the importance of this topic. The tension and conflict that diversity can create may be avoided with a greater understanding of diversity and our own reaction to these differences. Our attitudes and actions can help create a workplace in which diversity is embraced, a workplace that fosters respect and trust, promotes a free flow of ideas, encourages open and honest communication, enables effective listening, overcomes barriers, maximizes individuals' potential, and enhances cooperation. All of you know the climate of our workplace has changed. Our population today is now filled by team members from all over the world. With this new multicultural makeup comes differences in cultures, which in turn bring differences in areas such as communication styles, approach to time, managerial styles, and a plethora of other cross-cultural differences. Cultural awareness is now crucial if multicultural teams within businesses are going to maximize their potential. Although cross-cultural differences do not always cause obvious problems, it is their more subtle manifestations that can do and lead to a lack of clear communication and poor performance. Cultural awareness is important to help members of a multicultural team identify where things may go wrong or how to best leverage their differences. Without some sort of formal cross-cultural awareness training, it is difficult for multicultural teams to build cultural unity and avoid cultural pitfalls. After all, if you don't know that you don't know, how can you avoid multicultural problems? Cultural differences manifest in many ways. Within a multicultural team, a person's cultural background will impact how they act and behave. There may be differences in areas such as how to communicate concerns, attitudes towards conflict, approaches to task completion, and decision-making styles. Unless people come to realize these differences between them through cultural awareness, problems can continue and even intensify. Building real cross-cultural synergy is only accomplished through properly considered cultural awareness training. Here are 7 basic tips for people living and working in our multicultural world. Number 1, build your cultural knowledge. Try to learn a bit more about other cultures and countries. Information is easy to find on the internet and in books. You can also ask your colleagues. Start to build some sort of cultural awareness. 2, treat people as individuals. Information on other cultures is usually based on generalizations. This means that the information will not apply to every single member of that culture. Be aware of this and try and deal with people as individuals. 3, implement your cultural knowledge. If you have discovered some useful information about a culture that is represented in your multicultural team, put it to the test. It is only by putting these things into action that you will come to see the benefits and learn more. 4, withhold assumptions. Try to avoid jumping to conclusions about other people. One of the first rules of cultural awareness is refraining from assuming one way is right and one is wrong. 5, avoid blame. Blame is simply not constructive. When you see a situation break down, rather than apportion blame, pick the situation apart with your cultural awareness glasses and see what the cultural mechanics were. This helps resolve issues and act as a precedent for the future. 6, listen actively. active listening is another cornerstone of cultural awareness. Rather than listening to people, you should really pay attention to the words used, the way it is said, the context, and also read between the lines. And finally, number 7, relay your knowledge. Work with colleagues in your multicultural team to relay knowledge to one another. Help build up the skill sets of the team. Think about your workplace. Does it appreciate cultural diversity? If you feel uncomfortable with one or more of the 7 items I just mentioned, contact me for training. I'm Sharon Hill, and I can teach you and your team to appreciate their multicultural co-workers, thus improving teamwork and productivity in your workplace. Go to my website, www.SharonHillInternational.com, to view all the courses I offer for etiquette training, diversity training, and building social capital.
Thank you for listening to Points of Perspective. If you have a diversity question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to diversity@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download episodes, visit www.SharonHillInternational.com.